From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. The families of Venezuelan opposition leaders Leopoldo López and Antonio Ledezma say the men were taken from their homes during the early morning hours on Tuesday by agents with the Venezuelan intelligence service, SEBIN. Both families posted to Twitter videos of the men as they were being taken, with Ledezma still wearing pajamas. U.S. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert called for their release.
Their arrest comes 2 days after the Maduro regime's illegitimate election for a constitutional assembly, which provoked even more violence in that country on the streets, with more than 10 people killed in that alone. The United States is concerned about grave human rights abuses.
Venezuela's Supreme Court said the two leaders were sent back to jail because, quote, official intelligence sources, unquote, discovered they were planning to flee. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders said all options remain on the table regarding North Korea. However, Harry Kazianis from the Center for the National Interest said options for North Korea remain limited.
There's no easy solutions here. There's no exact military option that would, you know, we could decapitate Kim Jong-un or invade the country. Those things are off the table.
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said the United States does not seek regime change and that the United States does not seek a collapse of the regime or an accelerated reunification of the peninsula. He said the United States does not seek an excuse to send its military north of the 38th parallel. U.S. senators renewed calls on Tuesday for President Donald Trump to promptly sign sweeping sanctions against Russia, Iran, and North Korea that both houses of Congress overwhelmingly approved of last week. The White House has signaled it will sign them, but not stated when. VOA News. A suicide bomber stormed into the largest Shiite Muslim mosque in Afghanistan's Herat province on Tuesday night, opening fire on worshippers before blowing himself up. At least 29 have been killed and 64 wounded, 10 in critical condition. Herat police spokesman Abdul Ahad Walizada says, according to eyewitnesses, there were two attackers who entered the mosque. After the first attacker entered, the second attacker came in and started shooting. Then the first attacker detonated his explosives. No one immediately has claimed responsibility for the attack. Pakistani lawmakers on Tuesday elected former petroleum minister Shahid Khaqan Abbasi as the country's new prime minister, replacing ousted veteran leader Nawaz Sharif. Reuters reporter Scarlett Vitanovich.
Sharif was forced out of power last week when the Supreme Court disqualified him for not declaring a source of income, a charge he denies. His downfall plunged the nuclear-armed nation into political turmoil, and Sharif nominated Abbasi as interim leader, the speedy transition, an effort to project stability. But Abbasi's tenure is also expected to be brief. He's seen as warming the seat for Sharif's brother, Shabazz, who is expected to be the successor once he becomes eligible. Currently, he's the chief minister of the vast Punjab province. The plan is already sparking anger among supporters of opposition leader Imran Khan, who has accused the Sharifs of trying to turn Pakistan into a personal fiefdom.
And that is Scarlett Vitanovich from Reuters News. Chinese President Xi Jinping marked the 90th anniversary of the founding of the military arm of the ruling Communist Party with a declaration his country will never surrender any of its territory to outside forces.
We will never allow any people, organization, or political party to split any part of Chinese territory out of the country at any time, in any form.
China is involved in numerous territorial disputes, especially throughout the South China Sea. Nearly 500 people suspected of involvement in an unsuccessful coup attempt in Turkey last year went on trial on Tuesday. They faced the prospect of the death penalty if found guilty. Those on trial Tuesday include top army generals and pilots who were accused of directing the coup and bombing government buildings. They faced charges that include murder and attempting to overthrow the government. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.